throne of mercy. Oh, find us, we relieve. Kneeling there in deep contrition, Jesus, find us, we
that song, sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul, and sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. I rest complete while I sit at your feet, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. Sing that again, sweep over. Oh, and sweep over my soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit.
Oh, my rest, it is complete while I sit at your feet. Sweet Spirit, sweep over my soul.
Amen. Is that your heart's desire? Amen. That our Lord Jesus Christ would sweep over each and every one of our souls. Amen. Amen. We have a few announcements here. We're going to have a fellowship slash campfire at my place next Sunday for Memorial Day. We're just going to do it Sunday night, though, or kind of Sunday after church, so everybody's welcome to come out there, but we're going to have a campfire and maybe have some testimonies and things like that Sunday evening, and then Monday everybody can do whatever they feel led to do, so just have a little break there. But other than that, just a reminder that we do have communion this evening, amen, at 3:30. I think that's it for announcements. Oh, one more announcement. Also, the young people and the single individuals are invited to Pastor Cam's house this Friday evening at 6:30. We'll be having food, fellowship, games, and Bible studies, and lots of scriptural discussions. It says please to bring your Bible and 3 to 5 questions or doctrinal questions that you have on your heart. Amen. So young people are all invited there. Amen. Amen. All right. We also have a graduation announcement here. Sister Ashley is going to be graduating, and it says, please come join us June 8th at 12:30 p.m., 404 South Lincoln Street, Archbold, Ohio. So, amen. If you don't know the directions, you can get with the Delaney's, and I'm sure they'll lead you there. Amen. Amen. But, all right, we just have one testimony here. Praise the Lord. Amen. From Brother Simon, it says, I was at a job this week, and I was trying to get a test off, and it wouldn't hold. I couldn't get it to hold all week, but on the day of the inspection, it held no problem. Just wanted to praise the Lord for Jesus Christ for his help and his grace. Amen. Let's give the Lord a round of applause for that. Amen. 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 We also have two prayer requests here. First from Sister Juliet. It says, please pray for Sister Monica because she is currently in the hospital and she has had a gallbladder attack and is almost 23 weeks pregnant. Amen. So keep her in prayer. And also from Sister Betsy, an unspoken prayer request. And how many have a need on their heart today by an uplifted hand? Amen. Amen. Let's ask Brother Simon if he can lead us in a word of prayer. Amen. Also with the tithes and the offerings.
Let's just bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, Lord, we love you, God, Lord.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Thank you for waking us all up, God, Lord, healthy in our minds, God, Lord, and all safe, God, Lord. We're not a war-ravaged nation, Lord Jesus, God, and Lord, you've given us, Lord, freedom here, God, Lord, to come and worship you, Lord Jesus,
yes, Lord.
God, Lord. It hasn't been stripped away from us yet, Lord God, and we still have, Lord, little Christian rights, God, Lord, to worship God any way we want, Lord God, Lord,
yes,
in spirit and in truth, Lord, is what we want, Lord Jesus, God. Thank you for the testimony there, Lord, for myself there, Lord. It really came through for me there, Lord. Lord, just be with Sister Julia, God, Lord, as Sister Monica, Lord Jesus, God. Be with Sister Monica, God, Lord, as she's in the hospital right now, God, Lord. And Lord, give her peace of mind, God, and ease any pain, Lord. And be with Brother Lee, God. And just keep that stress level down there, Lord. Lord, be with Sister Betsy, God, Lord. She has an unspoken request, God, Lord, deep down in her heart, God, Lord. You know everything, Lord God. You just have your way there, Lord. And we'll be with our pastor, God, as he brings the word, Lord. We appreciate you so much,
yes,
Lord.
God.
Lord Jesus, Lord, we come upon Memorial Day, God, Lord, next weekend, Lord. We pray, Lord, you bless all the soldiers, God, that have fought, Lord, in the natural wars, God, Lord. And we just pray you bless all the spiritual soldiers,
yes,
also, God, Lord, fighting many devils, mighty devils, God, off. And Lord, we just want to ask you just bless them, God, take care of them, Lord God, and Lord, just bless the tithes and offerings, Lord, be with us, Lord, this service, Lord, Lord, hear our prayers, in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. All hearts, minds clear, everybody happy, amen. Let's just sing that song, Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, amen, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Are you redeemed today, amen? No matter what it looks like, by the word of God, we're redeemed, amen. Oh, redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb.
think of him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Redeem, redeem, redeem by the blood of the Lamb. Redeem.
Amen. If she'd make her way forward now, amen.
Eternity.
Praise God. Wonderful. Amen. Although you gotta feel ashamed, sister, because hiding that gift for such a long time. There's probably so many people out there, other people out there that should be ashamed too. They should be up here singing too. Amen. But just thank God for that special. Amen. Amen. Let's just sing that song, Oh Magnify the Lord. Amen. How many want to magnify God? Sing Hosanna to Him. Amen. Our Lord on high. Amen. Amen. And oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. And oh, magnify the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. Oh, Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Oh, blessed be the rock, and may the God of my salvation be exalted. I will sing unto the Lord, for He is worthy to be praised. And I will sing the God of my salvation be exalted. Glory, glory to His name. He lives and reigns forevermore. Glory, glory to His name. He lives and reigns forevermore. I'm singing Hosanna. Blessed be the rock, oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, oh, blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Jehovah Jireh is His name, for He provideth all my needs. Jehovah Jireh is His name, for He provideth all my need. I'm singing Hosanna, oh blessed be the rock, oh blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God salvation being. Sing that again. I'm singing Hosanna. Oh, blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Oh, blessed be the rock. And let the God of my salvation be exalted. Jehovah Jireh. Jehovah Jireh is His name. For He provideth all my needs. Jehovah Jireh is His name. For He provideth all my needs. I'm singing Hosanna. Oh, blessed be the rock. Oh, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna. Oh, blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. Amen. Give him a round of applause, saints. Amen. Let's just sing that song, Something in My Heart Like a Stream Running Down, as our brother Cam prepares himself to come. Doesn't God do so much for us, saints?
Amen.
Oh, something in my heart like a stream running down makes me feel so happy
as happy as can be. Oh, when I think of Jesus and what he's done for me, gives me something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more than gold. Something in my heart. Well, something in my heart, like a stream running down. It makes me feel so happy, as happy as can be. Oh, when I think of Jesus and what he's done for me, gives me something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more. Oh, yes. Well, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, there's something more than gold. More than gold. Oh, yeah. Well, oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, there's something more than gold. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, there's something more than gold in my soul. Yes, there's something more than gold. Amen. Give them a round of applause, saints. And we'll just sing that song, I Would Not Be Denied. Amen. I would not be denied when pains of death seized on my soul. When pains of death seized on my soul, unto the Lord I cried. Till Jesus came and made me whole, I would not be denied. Oh, no, I would not be denied. No, I would not be denied. Till Jesus came and he made me whole, I would not be denied. Old Satan said my Lord was gone.
I'm gonna sing at we're gonna sing a song or so by the grace of God this morning, and appreciate God. We love God. He's a wonderful Savior. He's always taking care of us. Amen. Good to see Claire here this morning. God bless you. Amen. And also good to see the rest that were able to make it out. Praise God. I'm gonna try to sing that song, Come and Dine, the Master Calleth. Amen. Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites his chosen people, come and dine. Oh, with his manna he doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Oh, the disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called to them, come and dine. Oh, there they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus he satisfies the hungry all the time. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Hallelujah, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. Hungry call it now, come and dine. Oh, soon the Lamb will take his bride to be ever at his side. All the host of heaven will assemble be. Oh, 'twill be a glorious sight, all the saints in spotless white, and with Jesus they will feast eternally. Oh, come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. Oh, you may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine. Amen.
Amen.
Sounds like we'll have a little bit busy of a weekend next weekend. I pray that'll be all right. And we'll get some fellowship with one another and just really have a good time in the Lord. Amen. But we do have a holiday coming there, so we do want to enjoy that while we have it. Amen. So by the grace of God, it couldn't be much of a better way to do that than to spend time with one another. If you'd like to stand for the reading of the word now. We'd like to
open the Bible to a few portions of Scripture. We'd like to start in Exodus 16. We're going to start in the 11th verse. Read to 12, 11 and 12, and then we're going to go to John 6 after that. In Exodus 16:11, it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, At even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread. And ye shall know that I am the Lord your God." Amen. Let's jump down just a few verses here to the 15th verse very quickly here. "And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, It is manna, for they wist not what it was. And Moses said unto them, This is the bread which the Lord hath given you to eat." Amen. Let's go to John 6:30. John 6:30, it says here, "And they said therefore unto him, What sign shewest thou then, that we may see and believe thee? And what dost thou work? Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as it is written, And he gave them bread from heaven to eat. Then said Jesus unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me, and believe not." Amen. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God, we thank you, Lord, for this morning, God, how your mercies are renewed morning by morning, God. You've given us another opportunity to be in the house of God this morning, Lord. What a privilege, what an honor, Lord. I pray, O God, as we've come here to meet with Jehovah God, Jesus Christ, in word form, God, Lord, your presence, your spirit form, O God, could be here as well, Lord, if we would desire to draw you in, O God, to make you part of this service, God. I just ask, God, that you'd come, Lord, dwell amongst us, God. Forgive us of all our sins, God, O God. Cleanse us from unrighteousness. If there be any unclean spirits here, we rebuke them in the name of Jesus Christ, God. And God, we take control of this service in the name of Jesus Christ, Lord. We want this to be a blessing, O God, to your portion, to your bride, God. We pray, O God, you'd certainly feed us, God. And we ask this morning, God, you'd also touch the Valentines, O God, who are in the hospital, Lord. We just ask, God, you'd just put a great blessing in their life, God. Strengthen them, O God. And God, we pray, Lord, you'd allow this to come to an expected end, O God, as thy scripture would say, Lord. We just ask, God, you'd just give us strength, O God, as we have two services today, God. May we be hungry, God, and desiring, O God, the things from above, Lord. Oh God, we just pray you'd have your way in the name of Jesus Christ. The bride said together, Amen. You may be seated. Amen. We're going to be working with a little thought this morning, a little bit different from what we've been working with, but kind of felt led to go this way this morning. And we pray it'll be a blessing to you. This morning we'd like to entitle the sermon, The Hidden Manna, and we'll be preaching both services on this, but we want to get into this a little bit and perhaps bring a little thought that will, of course, we pray would be something that you are fed from above. Amen. So by the grace of God, let's jump right into it as we just allow the Spirit to have His preeminence. This morning, we'd like to touch this thought about manna and what manna is, and just maybe bring this into our desired destination this evening right before communion and take it to a place where it can be a little bit more effective, a little more understood for us. But we'd like to, like I said, go through this and just bring it to the completion of what it is to mean to us. But we'd like to maybe start out and just understand that it was Christ. He said, "I am the bread of life." Amen. We know that Christ, He fulfilled basically everything that anything could be to the believer. Amen. As far as what that believer is always looking for, he's looking for God. We were birthed here on this earth to find God. When we looked for our purpose on earth, we were to find God. And by the grace of God, when we look at our lives, even this church, what we look for is we look for God. Amen. We're looking for God to be alive. We're looking for God to fulfill His Word. And we believe that we have the message of truth this morning, the message that come from God above, and that this message will bring us to God's location for the bride to be at the rapture. Amen. And because God is the one that feeds us, God is the one that is required to take care of us. Amen. You cannot take care of yourself. You cannot fulfill the duty to satisfy yourselves, but you will find yourself in a place of wanting unless you find Christ. Amen. And that is why when we look at the Bible and Christ said, "I am the bread of life," we know that He said, "I am the door." We know that He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." That in Him saying all these things, He was just desiring to show you another way that He would be manifested to you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. So by the grace of God, we want to take a further in-depth look at this morning. And we want you to see that you are in need. You are not just in need, but you are able to be satisfied. There's no use to wonder but by the grace of God, God fulfills His word to His children. Amen? Amen. Amen. So by the grace of God, we want to get into this morning and discuss a little bit about this so we can understand. So first, I'd like you to open up your Bibles back to Exodus 16. And I'd like to go to the 31st verse very quickly here. Exodus 16, 31, you might want to keep your finger in John 6. We'll be going there just very shortly here. Now, in Exodus 16, verse 31, it says, "And the house of Israel called the name thereof manna, for it was like coriander seed white, and the taste of it was like wafers made with honey." Amen. So notice here that God is giving them this substance. And if we jump up very quickly here, you see how the substance is described. It looks like a coriander seed. And by the grace of God, it tastes like honey. It's a wafer form. It almost looks like a snowflake, so to say. And this would fall down from heaven in the journey through the wilderness. Now, we're trying by the grace of God, with God's help this morning, to make this understandable to you, that you would understand that this is a perfect type of the Holy Ghost to you. Amen? This is what God is to you. And you have to understand that it is God who you are feeding on. Amen. You are feeding on the body word of Christ. Amen. And you will not be fed by any other source. It may look more appealing. It may seem more appealing. But the very word of God is your substance. It is your life. It is your existence. And it proves itself when you put faith behind it. Amen. So notice, as we begin to look at this again, it was the children of God that named this substance. And I want to look at this very quickly here to show you and give you a little thought about what's going on. We see that they started traveling into the wilderness and they had a mixed multitude. And there was upwards of 2 million people that were traveling through the wilderness from Egypt, okay? And by the grace of God, we see them leaving Egypt and very soon they become hungry, all right? No food to eat. Of course, they had their animals and livestock and so forth. But we see that there was not enough for everyone. It needed to be greater, and what they desired was something more than what they had. Isn't that interesting? Because that is the human concept. We want more than what we have, right? You get a new car, you want a new house. You get a new house, you want more land. You always want more. Amen. If you get that new house, you get that land. What do you want next? Well, you say, okay, let's beautify this thing. Let's put trees over here. Let's put a pond here. Let's just continue to make things better on earth for ourselves. So that human nature desires what? To be more and more stimulated by the things of the world. While the heavenly being desires to be fed from God above. Amen. So notice here as we get into Exodus 16:11 again, it says, "And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, I've heard the murmurings of the children of Israel. Speak unto them, saying, at even ye shall eat flesh, and in the morning ye shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God." So notice here they are in the wilderness, and we've went through this already many times, but you see that now they're murmuring, they're complaining. They're not satisfied that they're not under the yoke of slavery. Amen. If you're in a jail cell long enough, you know what? You would think whether you know it's good or bad outside there, all you can think about is I'm going to be free of that. But because the carnal nature always wants more than what you have, you see, with Israel, a people not filled with the Holy Ghost, we see they were unsatisfied with what God gave them. But the funny thing of all of it is that God would have gave it to them if they would have asked for it instead of complaining for it. That's the whole point. Why cry? Speak, bride. Why be satisfied when God wants to give you the great things? So notice here they are found murmuring. And God speaks to Moses and said, okay, at the evening you'll eat flesh, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread, and ye shall know that I am the Lord your God. This is my proof that I'm your God. This is your what? This is your revelation that I'm real. Now remember, the title this morning is Hidden Manna, so I'm going somewhere with this. But we want to establish this foundation so that you can see what's really going on, okay? Now notice, and I'm going to jump down a little bit, that we find out that here was a substance that would literally come down from heaven. And it would fall there and the children would eat it. Now we're going to go over a few of the details in just a moment here. But I want us to understand that it was God's way of typing himself. Because he would be the bread that come down from heaven. Okay? So notice, it was in God's plan to give them manna. But unfortunately, the way they received it was not of the right attitude. They did not have the right attitude. Okay? So now I want to go back to John 6:30, and I find this to be very funny. Maybe not very funny, but very interesting. It says in the 30th verse, it says, "Therefore said they therefore unto him, what sign showest thou then, that we may see and believe thee, and what dost thou work?" So notice the Pharisees and the Sadducees, the people here, the 70, whoever it is, and they're gathered here, they're Jews, and by the grace of God, they're going after Christ and they're saying, what are you going to show us that you can do? Amen. We're not satisfied that the blind can see and the lame can walk and the deaf can hear. We're not satisfied in what we see. We want more than what you're showing us. What? They're taking the type of the mixed multitude. They're not satisfied with what God's given them. They're not exercising faith on the word that came to them. Now notice this. This is very powerful. He says, our fathers did eat manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat. So notice they bring these scriptures back at Christ and they say, okay, God fed our children with manna from above. Okay? Then Jesus, in the 32nd verse, said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven. Now notice there. You see something there? We don't see, remember, it was the Pharisees and Sadducees. They'd always say, well, our father Moses, our father Abraham. And they'd try to place their experience on another man. And notice here they're questioning God about the bread and about God feeding them and wanting a sign. And what God calls them out, Christ calls them out right there, discerns them. And says, Moses did not give you the bread. What are we trying to say? You see, a prophet did not give you the bread. The prophet can't give you the bread. He can show you the bread, but you've got to go get it yourself. And in their experience, they were wanting the man to fulfill the blessing in their life. They're still pointing at the prophet. When Christ said, I am the bread. I am the manna. Eat me. It's not a flesh you're looking at, church, nowadays. It comes down to Christ himself. You see that? So now, notice this. He changes it. He discerned their thoughts and he said, Moses didn't give it to you. Brother Branham didn't give it to you, church. But my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. You can complain to the messenger all you want, but it's God that feeds you. Amen. So notice this. He says, for the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life to the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. But he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. So here they are with the word made manifest right before them. And we see the scripture coming right after them, the word himself. And he says, I am the bread of life. They said, show us the manna. He said, I won't just give you manna, but he said, you'll never be thirsty too. Isn't that amazing? God wants to be everything to you. He has promised that he will fulfill the promises. If you only come to him, and if you eat that bread of life, you will not hunger anymore. Neither will you thirst anymore. Oh, hallelujah. So now, I want to read a little quote to you very quickly here. Believest thou this in 1950? I'm going to just read a little bit and then I'm going to quit on this. It says, notice this manna again, for we leave it to be a perfect type, a very perfect type of the Holy Ghost. Remember that manna fell every night and they had to get a new supply every day. If it is, say amen, all right. If they kept some over, wiggle tails got into it. All right, so I want to jump back in the scripture and show you. Because you see, church, you have to find this manna. I have to find this manna to a place that I am not hungry anymore. Because notice this. What is the placement of not being hungry? Is the placement that I eat one time and I'm not hungry anymore? No. The placement is that I'm hungry and he feeds me, and then by faith I move into the next day, and because when I get hungry, there's a God that feeds me again. He would be your satisfying fill. Amen. He would give you what your satisfaction of what being full was. Now, so notice here, your prophet said that he was a perfect type. This manna was a perfect type of the Holy Ghost. And we see now, moving into this, that in looking at the manna, we see that God would what? He would allow it to fall from above. Remember, it's not just a type of Christ, it's a type of the Holy Ghost. Now, this has a dispensation plan, and this is why this becomes also so special to me. But you see, now God, he would allow what? Because of their murmurings, because of their dissatisfaction, God would bring something to fully satisfy them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you have the Holy Ghost like you should, you will be fully satisfied. Now notice this in Exodus 16. We see now in the 16th verse, Exodus 16:16. It says, this is a thing which the Lord hath commanded, gather of it every man according to his eating. An omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Take ye every man for them which are in his tents. So notice, there's something you have to do. You want to keep God in your life. You can't just say, God, do everything. I'm going to sit right back here and not do anything at all. But no, you have to, it's laying outside your tent. It's not hard to get, but you just have to go out and gather it. There's as much Holy Ghost as you want to have. You just have to go and get it. But notice this, he says, you can get enough for you. You can get enough for your tent. You can get enough for your brother's tent. You can get so much Holy Ghost, you'll fill up everybody. Well, why do you think the scripture said, for the promise is unto you and your children, and to all them that are afar off? Because there's a work for you to do. Amen. Now notice this. This is why this is so, I love this so much. Because when you look at God, he fully expresses himself in the shadows of the Old Testament. And it gives us such a clear view of what it really is, even more so than the New Testament alone. It brings the whole book together so that you can see it all. Well, this is why it's just critical, because this morning you are supposed to be eating of the hidden manna. Some of you are saying, what's the hidden manna? I know what the manna is. Why is it hiding? Okay, we're coming. We're coming. But I want you to fully see that this is what you need right here. If you get this, let it move on into a further realm, okay? Now notice here it says, Moses said in the 18th verse, he said, and when they did meet it with an omer, he that gathered much had nothing over, and he that gathered little had no lack. They gathered every man according to his eating. Whatever is your individual desire, God will give it to you. Isn't that amazing? Because if you didn't really acquire a lot of it, it can still fill you up. If you just go get it. Sometimes you might have more time than other times. But if you approach it with the same way to gather, it will give you the same benefit every time. Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to read another quote here very quickly here. In the Church Age book, 210-2, it says, "Now, with this thought in mind, look at the verse again, I will give him hidden manna." We all know that the manna was angel food. It was what God sent down upon the grass for Israel at the time of their wanderings. It was perfect food. It was amazing how those little pellets of food kept them in perfect health. No one got sick. It was all they needed. Okay, we're going to stop right there. Now let's go back to the book of Exodus 16. Because notice here that they could not even get sick when they ate this manna. Little pellets, angels' food. And if they ate the angels' food, they had the health of an angel. You say, "Well, I'm eating hamburgers." We're talking about a different food right here. Because you see, if I eat this different food here, God understands my needs. God understands the amount of money that He gave me. It doesn't matter if I eat it with pesticides or no pesticides. Now, I know pesticides are bad, and I try not to eat them. But if I do, I have a manna, a spiritual manna that I'm feeding on. And when I'm feeding on that manna, if some sign pops out, all I got to do is say, "In the name of Jesus Christ," and walk with this promise. Why do you think He said, "I am the Lord that healeth all thy diseases"? Amen. Oh, because He wanted to heal all your diseases. Right. All? He said it, not me. Right. Moses ain't making no bread come down for you. Your pastor ain't making your bread come down. You'll get the bread you want today. You will get the manna that you want today by your very desire to put an effort to get it. I'm putting an effort right now not to say what my mind wants to say, but to say what the Holy Ghost wants me to say. And your mind should what? Your mind says, "God, I want you to feed me." Amen. And if you're already eating, you're saying, "God, that's good, give me more." Well, you're putting forth a spiritual exercise because you know how God feeds you. Hallelujah. Well, I love it. Now notice this. 19th verse, Exodus 16, 19. Said, Moses said, "Leave no man, let no man leave of it till the morning." You could not let this manna remain past the night. If you kept this manna that long, look what happens. The 20th verse says, "Notwithstanding, they hearkened not unto Moses, but some of them left of it until the morning, and it bred worms and stank, and Moses was wroth with them." Now notice this. Now notice the proper method here. And they gathered it in 21st verse, gathered it every morning, every man according to his eating. You could have as much as you want. Isn't that amazing? You say, "Where's the Holy Ghost at?" Go get him. He's right here. You got to come out of your tent. You got to come out of your shell and do something. Notice, every man according to his eating, and when the sun waxed hot, it melted. So a substance that could turn to bread, when the sun hit it, it would melt and disappear. That's angel's food. That's nice, right? Because God wanted to make sure that you could not eat what was there for yesterday. Your experience was not based to be last week. last year. But your experience with God was to be every morning. You go grab your food. And if you did, you would be full. Because there's enough there to do it. Hallelujah. Now let's look in the scripture here. 2 Corinthians 4:16, it says, "For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day." Amen. Hallelujah. So if you want the Holy Ghost, the way God designed the Holy Ghost to operate in your life is that every day you would have to renew what you received the day before. What you got from God yesterday would not be good enough for today. This comes into play because where's your faith? Uh-oh. Everybody's giving me the looks now. You see, if you want God to really pour the blessings on you, you can't be satisfied with what was yesterday. You can't expect your brother to give that to you, your sister to give that to you, your mama. You can't expect anyone to give you that satisfying experience except for God. This okay? Oh, you mean I got to go and actually make an experience with God? See, He's the one that located you. Isn't that amazing? That God Himself would come to you, choose you, wake you up, do everything for you. Right, here's your food. Here's your experience. All you got to do is walk outside your tent. Gather it up. And you can feed on that. Don't worry. There'll be quail in the evening time. But you got to start your morning like this. Now notice this in question and answers 662-83. I'm going to move down to the bottom portion. It says, we can't say, well, 2 weeks ago I had a great experience of God. What about right now? See, every day fresh, a new blessing, a new something coming from God. The hidden manna coming down from God out of heaven, Christ. And we feast upon this manna, which is Christ. And He sustains us through the journey till we reach the land on the other side. Amen. The manna was only, what? It was only given to what? To get them to the promised land. It was only made to get them to the other side. And while they're in the wilderness here, that manna would be given to them to strengthen them and to help them through the wanderings. It was a sustainer. The Holy Ghost would sustain you. Now, saying, Brother Cam, you got to get some evangelists in here. I can't handle you much longer. Now notice, well, that's the thing. You realize the Holy Ghost was here right now, it wouldn't be like this, right? If you knew God was here to feed you, it wouldn't be like this. Well, I was kind of sitting there, you know. Oh, where's this who's the street when you need it? Oh, where's Charles Finney's days? That's what I'm saying. Where's the day of Pentecost at? Oh God, is this Pentecost? Is this what it is? No. This is what you're making it. This is what you're making, Pentecost. You have chosen to make Pentecost this. I have chosen to allow Pentecost to be this, to make my decision. Doesn't matter what happens, you still have to associate yourself with the Holy Ghost. So, oh, Brother Cam, I don't believe in you. Then why are you here, right? Every one of us, me, why am I here? If I'm not a pastor, why am I here? You have to decide, okay, God, if you promised it, you can bring it, and I'm going to put some faith right behind it and watch it manifest. Right? Oh, brother, I'm going to get behind that word. I'm going to pray this church through. I'm going to fast this church through. I'm going to put my heart behind it, and I'm going to show God that this is a living body. Gather your manna. Are you confused what the Holy Ghost is? Are you confused how to receive it? Are you confused what it makes your life do? Are you confused on the humility, on the submission, about the desperation, about the consecration that it draws you to? This is what the Holy Ghost does. But aren't you glad that He lets you go through this? Because if you've got any Holy Ghost about you at all, you'll say, boy, I don't like this. Okay? And that's where the fun game starts to begin, because you say, okay, whose fault is it? And unless you start here and say it's my fault, not the pastor's fault, your fault, your individual fault, this ain't going to do no good for you. Right? You'll find out that what? God's pouring the Holy Ghost out. He's sustaining you. Who hasn't been sustained here? If you're not sustained, you would be dead. Now, some did die. If you didn't gather and your brother wasn't gathering for you, you'd be in trouble. But if you, what? If you would go out and get your manna every day, prepare it, eat it. They didn't have to plant no crops. They had to do this. They were going through the wilderness. It was up to God to satisfy them. Well, notice this. You know the funny thing about Exodus 16 is? You move to Exodus 17 and it moves directly to Aaron and Miriam finding a fault with Moses. About him marrying the Ethiopian, Zipporah. Isn't that amazing? Moses had the people constantly complaining against him. And then his most trusted ones, they complained about him next. You can never, what? You can never base a relationship with God on a man. You can only base it on what you do. Whether Moses was appeasing to them or not, it was God that still fed them. God didn't stop giving manna. God was the one that gave them manna. Which is why it comes out that even in this day, you cannot trust the prophet to give you manna. You have to get your own manna. Hallelujah. Okay, let's turn a Pentecostal leaf now. So notice, the whole point of it is that you cannot be satisfied with what God did for you yesterday. Well, what did God do for you yesterday? I ask you, church, what can you say God did for you yesterday? Did you have an experience with God? Did God talk to you? Did God woo over you? Did God move on the inside and allow faith to grab something? Or did you just go through another day? Say, oh, boy, Laodicea is tough. God, why is this going on? What are you doing, God? I don't get it, God. When the whole basis of your whole experience is based on what you do to keep him there. Because you notice what manna was? Manna is something that you put inside of you. And it delivered your health. If you didn't eat it, of course you ain't going to be healthy because you ain't even eating. But if you're eating, it is there to satisfy you. I like that. So now notice, I'm going to just go very quickly through this because I want to get to the next portion. I'm not going to be tremendously long this morning by the grace of God. Now, we notice here that he brings out some points that your old experience would rot. You could not allow that to happen, okay? And if your experience started getting stagnant, what? It would start to stink. Now, notice where that would happen at. When they took the manna, if they left it outside where it's supposed to be, okay, it would just melt and fall away. But if you brought it inside, that's why every time you come to the house of God, it's here. God's literal presence is here. But the issue comes when you get that manna outside, you put it inside of you, and then you just leave it there. Amen. Say, yeah, I'm just going to let that manna sit there on the countertop for a little bit here. We'll just deal with that later. You know what? How many times do you think they left manna up on their countertops? I don't know what they had in tents. They didn't have countertops. But how many times you think they left that there with the condition that it made them have the next day? You wake up in your relationship, you know it stinks. You know what the funny thing about that is? It's that Moses even caught on to this. We know that he wasn't doing it. He wasn't leaving it until the next day. He was eating all of it. You got to do something with that you're putting up in you. You got to, when you bring that in, say, okay, I'm going to get something from God. If you just leave that thing sit there, it's just going to rot. You got to, by faith, place that where it goes. Right. Amen. Amen. When's the last time you got a refilling of the Holy Ghost? I say this to everybody. Oh. When's the last time you cried out with strong tears? Uh-huh. When's the last time you left church saying, I'm so satisfied. I felt like God filled me, and I'm on top of the mountain. Well, that's what it's coming to. It will be every day, every time you come to church. You will have that every time you wake up in the morning. That's what this will produce. But we got to leave all this lack of revelation out of it and these only opinions and everything else and just go right to the substance. Is this harsh? When you say, Brother Cam, I can't live on yesterday's experience. You're getting on me? Boy, brother, you're a hard preacher. You said I got to eat the Holy Ghost and I got to sit there and get him every day. You're such a rotten preacher. No, if that ain't your main challenge, then what else is it? That's been my main challenge since I become a Christian. To fulfill that every day. And it is a challenge, and you all know that if you've received Christ. Oh, thank God for the Word of God. Because here's the thing, that even when God would feed them every day, there's one day every week he would not allow the man to come out. The Sabbath day, because you couldn't work on the Sabbath. So when you entered into the Sabbath, he gave you a double portion on that Friday. So on the Saturday, you would have that. Well, this is rest. Isn't that funny though? Your Sunday, that's your big run day. I got everything going on. I got church. I got da-da-da-da. And you're so busy. I got to visit my family. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to go to the hospital. I got to do all this. You know what? Rest. You had yesterday. So notice. We see what this was supposed to do. I want to go with this a little bit, just for a few more minutes by the grace of God, and we'll try to bring her to a close. I ask you, where's your joy? You know what? You should have so much Holy Ghost that every single one of you should be like this. Not just when I say that, but you should be what? You should be so happy with what God has given you. You should be so satisfied that he's sustaining you. He's feeding you. I'm trying to show my gap. You should be so happy to be in this church. So happy to be where the word is actually preached. Is this the word or is it not the word? Is this not the manna? Brother, sister, I'm preaching on hidden manna. This ain't deep enough. This ain't what I need. Then why can't you fulfill it? I ain't talking about saying, well, I've got this dedicated, this. There has to be a joy. There has to be a peace. There has to be a life that follows the presence you say you have. Now, notice this. We see that in Exodus 16:32, I'm going to bridge this as we get ready to close, since I've had my say. It says here in the 32nd verse, said, Moses said, this is the thing which the Lord commandeth. Fill an omer of it to be kept for your generations, that they may see the bread wherewith I have fed you in the wilderness, when I brought you forth from the land of Egypt. And Moses said unto Aaron, take a pot and put an omer full of manna therein, and lay it up before the Lord to be kept for your generations. As the Lord commanded Moses, so Aaron laid it up before the testimony to be kept. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years. The whole generation. They ate manna until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Isn't that awesome? It was there for their whole wilderness experience. But this is where we're going. But God, notice, he knew it wouldn't last forever. He knew that Israel was having what? They're having a chance to grow. They wouldn't always need to depend on this, so they would be able to move it into a different realm to keep the same faith for what God did for them. So God comes to Moses and says, Moses, I want you to go gather up some of that manna that fell down. And when you gather that manna, put it in a pot and put that by the Ark of Testimony back in the Holies of Holies. You put that there and leave it there so that the future generations can look at that, and when they see that, what? It will boost their faith that He is God, of what He can do. Now, isn't that amazing? God tells him to store a substance that melts at morning. If you didn't eat it. But when it's put in the location of the Holies of Holies, it is completely sustained. You didn't have to worry about the manna going bad. The manna would be fine. And it was there for you so that you, what, the future generations could look back at it and say, there it is. You say, oh, if I could only see Pentecost. All you got to do is go into the Holies of Holies and look at it. It's right there for you. All you got to do is go in. But only the high priest can go in. And the high priest has to be in you. You notice that? So notice, we're getting ready to close here. In John 14, 19. So notice that now God was allowing a portion of the manna to become hidden. You would not be able to see this manna unless you are part of the priesthood and the high priest would show it to you. All right? So notice in John 14, 19. He says, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. So Christ comes, and He shows Himself to the people, and then He says, now you see me, but pretty soon you won't. He's talking about, remember, He just said He was the bread of heaven. And now He's saying, but notice, I won't be here much longer. Pretty soon you will not be able to see me. But notice, He said, but ye see me. Because I live, ye shall live also. So notice, no one would be able to see Him at all. Except for the bride. The bride would be the only people who would be able to partake in the manna, and it would be hidden. Now, very quickly here. Choosing of a bride, 65. I want you to see this. Very quickly, he says, when Israel left Egypt on the road to the promised land, there were approximately 2 million people. Every one of them was under the sacrificial land, or they wouldn't have lived. Every one of them listened to Moses, the prophet. Every one of them was baptized to him in the Red Sea. Every one of them danced, the women with Miriam, up and down the side of the seashore. Who's danced with Miriam today? Just thought I'd stop and ask. Notice he says, and when God destroyed the enemy, every one of them stood with Moses and heard him sing in the Spirit. They, everyone, eat manna out of the wilderness that dropped down from heaven. New manna every night, which is a type of the message. Every one of them eat from it. But out of the 2 million, how many made it? Two. One out of a million. So now are you starting to see where this is going? He'd say, brother, you can establish that manna fell down in the wilderness. Okay. But notice, like your prophet said, the manna was actually a type of the message. A type of Christ, the Word. But now you're seeing a different idea of this because you see that 2 million were out in the wilderness and they all ate the message. They all ate the message. But notice, God set aside a hidden manna for the priesthood. Because remember, out in the wilderness, this has so many wonderful types that work within it. But out of the wilderness, you find out that there's a mixed multitude. And they all could partake of the Holy Ghost blessings. But that didn't change the fact that there are murmurers and complainers. It didn't change that fact. But what the Word tells us is that they could eat the message, but notice, some of them were still depending on Moses. And the Word will call that out. If they're what? Depending on a man. But if they're depending on the Word Himself, that's where we win. Okay? So now, as we quickly get ready to come to an end, are you starting to see this? You see, He's now getting you to the place that you can operate on this level of faith. All these people supposedly partaking in the Holy Ghost. Okay? But look at this, how this is designed. It's designed to what? Move to a further generation where you won't be able to see the original manna. But you'll have to go into the holies of holies to partake in that manna. Give me a second here. I want to get this out very quickly here. Pergamene Church Age Book 2:10 again. We'll finish this, he says. Moving about halfway down, he says, when the ark was made, they put some of that manna into it. And the ark was put behind the veil, and only the priest would dare approach it, unto it, and then he had to have the sacrificial blood. The bread from heaven, symbolized by manna, one day came down from heaven and became life for all who believe on him. He said, I am the bread of life. I am the living bread from heaven. If any man shall eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And when he went away, he left us his word. Man shall not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. His word was bread. It was the perfect manna, which if a man live by, he shall never die. But right after the death of the fathers, no one seemed to know the exact truth. And in a short while, this manna seemed to become hidden to the people. Awesome. So now notice, God still has manna, but it's hidden because the forefathers were took off. So notice, he says, but in every age God began to give back by revelation that which was hidden until in this last day, according to Revelation 10:7. A prophet will come and reveal all the mysteries, and then the Lord will come. Now in each age, I say, the messengers received hidden truth, but they did not receive it for themselves only. But it was as it was when the disciples were asked to serve the multitudes of loaves and fishes. Jesus gave them the broken food, but they in turn gave it to the people. God gives his hidden manna to the overcomer. It cannot be otherwise. So in closing, The hidden manna. It's not what is openly seen, but the messenger for each age would reveal the hidden manna. So you would have to find exactly what the messenger said, line it up with exactly what the Word of God says, and then when you put it all together, you have the hidden manna. But the world can't see it. Only you can see it. Let's stand. See, we're not interested in having the Holy Ghost in some sort of an emotion form. We want that, but that is not our absolute. Our absolute is to have the message in the full spectrum of what it is portraying out of our lives. And God gave us the types in perfect that we would be able to look at the experience of the wilderness and receive it just like they received it. Well, that's a thing. Have you bettered your experience today with God from what it was yesterday? Amen. It's coming down to that. Do you know who you are? Do you have faith to operate who you are? Because if you don't, you might not know who you are. I'm not trying to tear you off of some high place. But what I'm trying to say is there's more God for you. If you want Him, get Him. He's your sustainer. Let's bow our heads. Like the song says, with His manna He doth feed and supply our every need. Your every need could be met right now. If you want it. Do you want lunch? Do you want a refilling of the Holy Ghost? Do you want a better experience with God? Don't look at what your experience was when you first come to Christ. Because what you can have today can be better than that. If you just go and get some of that manna. You see why effort comes in now? If you want more of God, there's more God for you. If you desire that, let's pray. Our most beloved Lord Jesus Christ, God, you see our hearts, O God, and how we come before you, Lord, loving you and believing in you, Lord. You're all we have, God. We have no hope, God, outside of you. Oh God, only you can make us feel in heavenly places, God. Only you, God, can make us feel like our experience today is better than yesterday. Oh God, if we could only spiritually see the manna that's around us right now. Oh God, you've given us the ability to go into the holies of holies, God. Oh God, by the high priest which you've given us, Lord. And God, we just ask today, God, you'd certainly, Lord, anoint us, God. Let us not stay at the same spot, Lord, but let us press, O God, into this kingdom, Lord. O God, let us gather up this manna, Lord, and Lord, eat it, O God. Not leave anything till morning, God, but we eat our heart's desire full, Lord. Don't leave one thing sitting, God, but we make this a real experience, God. I pray, O God, you touch everyone whose heart's desire was to hear from you today. And God, I just ask it, Lord, you'd certainly, Lord, bring another pouring out of the Spirit, Lord. How we need it, how we desire it, Lord. How we desire, oh God, the mystery to be made known of who we are, God. In such a way, God, that we can express it, God, through our lives. God, that's our desire. We just pray and move upon us, God. Lord, give this church identity, Lord. Give this church, oh God, Lord, a unity, an expression, God, that it can live, God. And Lord, we just ask it, Lord Jesus, with all our heart's desire, Lord, we know we didn't get called out of Egypt, oh God, to die. Lord, we don't need to complain or murmur, God. We just ask, God, speak it, oh God, that you'd give us, Lord, which is our desire. We're hungry, God, And Lord, only you can fulfill that. Fulfill this hunger, God. God, give us our desire, Lord, as we move into this afternoon, oh God. Move into communion, Lord, and all these things, Lord. Give it to us as our heart's desire, Lord. We pray you just bless, oh God, this evening's sermon. Bless the hearts of the people right now, oh God, who are attentive, oh God, and desire to receive of thee. Oh God, we pray just move upon us now. In the name of Jesus Christ, believing, we say, amen. Sing that song, Fill My Cup. You need prayer, I'd be happy to pray for you this morning, afternoon. By the grace of God, let's sing that song.
Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul, O bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Here's my cup, Lord, fill it up and make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord, and fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Oh, come and quench this thirst.
Such a beautiful light, amen.
We'll walk in the light, oh, such a beautiful light. Oh, come where the dew drops of mercies are bright. Oh, shine on day and by
him again.
Oh, we'll walk in the light. Oh, such a beautiful light. Oh, come where the dewdrops of mercies, they are bright. Oh, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world.
Just lift your hands and sing it to him again.
We'll walk in the light. Oh, such a beautiful. Come where dewdrops of mercies, they are bright. Oh, shine all around us by day and by night. Jesus, the light of the world.
Just one more time. We'll walk in that light.
We'll walk in the light. Oh, such a beautiful light. Where your mercy of mercy are bright. Lord, shine all around us by day.
And minds are clear, amen. Let's just sing that song. There's never been a day like this day, amen. Amen. If you need to be dismissed, you can be.
And there's never been a day like this day to me. No, there's never been a day like this day I see. Oh, there's never been a light that shines so bright as this day, this glorious day.
Sing that again.
Oh, no, there's never been a day like this day to me. Oh, there's never been a day like this day.